I pray for his call, his mercy. Bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Krishna and his personal association, to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances to the lotus feet of the most revered Shiksha Gurus. Pray for their godless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna and his entourage, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Pay my due respects to all devotees here. Station for about a month, so I couldn't have the opportunity to speak to you. I was in North India. There is some functions there, and also for my own treatment, I had to go there. I reached here on the first May.
First May.
Returned here. I have got now little opportunity speak in the meeting. All the friends, restrain me. You should not speak much like that. But if I do not associate with the pure devotees and I have the opportunity to see them and to hear them, and my devotional spiritual life will have no enhancement. For that purpose, they should allow me to at least to speak for some time. There is no fear. As long as Krishna wants me to stay in this world, I shall have to stay. And then he will want me that you should not stay now. Despite my desire or your desire, I cannot stay. There are some questions here. Which question? First.
This
one. Loknath Prabhu. One person. He put one question. Did we fall down from this spiritual world? He used the word past tense. If so, how is it possible one to leave Krishna? Leave means L-A-V-E. Leave Krishna. I think pronunciation is the same. L-A-V-E, leave. L-I-V-E, leave. Pronunciation is the same. There may be difference. I don't know. I have heard that Krishna will only appear to those who love Him. But how can we develop love for Him when we can't see Him and don't really know Him? That is to say, how can we grow to love someone we don't know? Is it that our love is already there, but it has been forgotten, covered, and perverted into lust for material pleasure? This is the question. Now you see, we who are in this world are all conditioned souls. Mostly, rarely found some real souls. Rarely. Mostly means almost all are conditioned souls. When you want quality, you cannot get quantity. You have to sacrifice quantity. Number will be less. You want to increase quantity, then you have to sacrifice quality. One scientist can invent one medicine, one scientist, and that will be beneficial for 600 crores of human beings in the world. Whether you will give importance to the number or to the quality. So you think it. If you want to increase number, then you have to sacrifice quality. But one good character person, either in Calcutta or in Singapore or in Berlin or in Brighton or London, wherever it is, Slovenia, can do good to millions of people. One good character. There are many characterless persons. What benefit you will get by them? The intelligent person, the wise person, you think. One good character person can do immense good to innumerable millions of persons. But characterless person has got no benefit. They cannot do good to them, they cannot do good to others. Here also. Did we fall down from the spiritual world? Actually, in our devotional conclusive philosophy, Achintya Bheda Adhet, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, we have not come from spiritual realm. If we come from spiritual realm and we are now here entangled with the universal energy of Supreme Lord and passing through numerous births and deaths, then if you go to that spiritual world, again we shall have to come back. That difficulty would be there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, he has clarified this. How? Spara Prakriti in Gita, it is marginal potency, not spiritual potency. Marginal potency. Jivas are the outcome of the marginal potency of Supreme Lord Krishna. Supreme Lord has got immense potency. He is infinite. Only we hear about external, internal and marginal. There are numerous potencies. If you make permutation and combination, the percentage you take mathematically, then these three can be infinite. Infinite potency you cannot comprehend. Human beings cannot comprehend. Now in this marginal potency, if the jivas they go to the marginal potency, then they will again come back. Marginal potency means barrier. Just the a river bank, you see, one side water and the other side earth. And there is one imaginary line. That is in the imaginary line. If you go there and you would not cross the marginal potency and enter into the spiritual realm, transcendental blissful realm, you will have to come back. But you have to cross and you have to go to the spiritual realm, transcendental spiritual realm, blissful realm. When you will get absolute bliss and various kinds of ananda, you cannot imagine, at least in Goloka Vrindavan. In Goloka Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha, there may be Narayan and serving him with 2.5 kinds of delightful relations. Master and servant, and there is also Shantarasha. Shantarasha means there will be Krishna Nishtha, Krishna Tag. One pointed devotion to Krishna. That qualification should be everywhere. Santara trees, cows, etc., they are fruits, they are all, everything is spiritual there. But they have got that qualification. One pointed devotion, Krishna Nishtha, and there they have got no other desire. They remain for Supreme Lord Krishna. But they do not go by their own initiative to serve Krishna. They remain. Let Krishna come, use the trees, use this beach of the river or ocean, whatever it is. Use all these things, they remain, for the service of Supreme Lord. But they do not take any initiative. But in Dasharas, there is master and servant relation. That delightful relation is there. So, a servant has the aptitude to go to serve the master as per his desire to satisfy him. So, he has got that qualification. Krishna Nishtha, Krishna Tag. Every rosh in every rosh. Every delightful relation These two qualifications are there. You must have. One point of devotion to Sri Krishna or Narayan Buddha or whatever it may be. And there should be any other desire. Should not be any other desire. That is there. But something more is there. He has taken initiative to give his energy for the service of Narayan. So he will have more contact with Narayan. If Narayan is all existence, all knowledge, all bliss, he will get more. If you think it, then deeply think, then you will understand this. This Dasharas is superior to Santaras. In this respect. But there is also Satvaras there in Vaikuntha. But that Satvaras is not sweet Satvaras, sweet recognition. There is some fear because Narayan majestic. By seeing Narayan, they love Narayan with friendship, with fear from a distance. To that extent, they are more than the muscles are. They have contact more. They have to enter into the heart of Narayan more than the servant, friends. Although there is some restriction there. But in Goloka Vrindavan, when Krishna is there, there is sphere, it is hemisphere, 180 degrees, that sphere is 60 degrees. There all Russians are sphere. Nandanandan Krishna, not other Krishna, Tarakadish Krishna, Bhattari. Nandanandan Krishna, original Bhagavan. Goloka Vrindavan, sweet life. And Krishna, he has said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vaishuddhya Bhave Sab Jagata Mishrita, Vaishuddhya Dilpya Nahi Varpita. Whole world is after wealth. There attraction is towards wealth. If they see the wealth, they think it is better or highest, like that. In our what? We are worshipping, our object of worship is Radha Krishna. And actually, we are not worshipping Radha Krishna because we want to build a big temple. Very big temple. If anybody has built some temple, I want to build more than that, higher than that. There will be greater division. And if they order also, bring some fan from the Vrindavan Dham, so much big, so that when the worshipper Pujari will perform arati, during the time of arati, that Pujari may fall down by the weight of the fan. What our Goswamis, they do, they remain under the tree and they worship their own object of worship. Krishna is the object of sweet, delightful relation. There should not be any majestic. Krishna says, I am not the object of devotion where majestic aspect will be prominent. I am not. Actually, you are worshipping Lakshmi Narayan, you are not worshipping. Krishna is the object of sweet relation. In the trees, Shantaras, they have got some sort of difference between other transcendental realms. The trees, you will find in Prajadham, they are stooping head. Always they are in the submission. In other places you will not find that. In Prajadham you will go. Their Shantara is different. Because their object of worship is Krishna. Krishna is all existence, all knowledge, all bliss. Bliss means he attracts Narayan. He himself is attracted by seeing. So Krishna has appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Krishna appeared in Dwapar Yuga. In Dwapar Yuga, and he has his best times, his own personal aspirations. He did not give Braja Prem to anybody in Dwapar Yuga. Outside his own entrance, personal aspirations. But he appeared next in this Kali Yuga as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, taking the form and mode of worship of Radha. So why Radharani is so much attracted to me? What sort of sweetness is there? Beyond my imagination, if I take the form of Radharani, then I can have the feeling. What sort of sweetness in me? So he has appeared as Krishna has appeared, Gauranga. But outside form is devotee, highest devotee Radharani. Here you have to think one matter. I have written it earlier. There is another question here, second question. In that question, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur maintains that Radha Dasya is the highest attainment. Okay, I can understand, accept it. But then we can learn from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that there are five primary rasas: Shanta, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhurya rasa. Relationships with Sri Krishna and not with Radhika. Can Maharaj tell us what pleases Sri Krishna more? Serving him directly or serving his Radhika? Here you see, if you go through the scriptures, what will you find? There Krishna has said, Madhbhakta Puja Bhadika, Sarvodhisham Madhbhakta. Why? In Bhagavata. Worship of my devotee is more than the worship of me. It is his own saying in Bhagavata. Right? Madhbhakta Pujabhadika Sarvatra Madhmati in Bhagavat 11th canto 19 chapter 21st. You will find that verse. Again in Bengali in Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is it? Amar bhakte puja amahite kar. Vede bhagavate kaila dhara. You can understand Bengali. Worship of my devotee is more than the worship of me. Krishna is saying, ఇది చైతన్య చరితామృతం. ఇన్ ది వేదాస్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ వేదాస్ ఇన్ భాగవత్ యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ కన్ఫర్మేషన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ప్రూఫ్ ఫర్ దిస్ స్క్రిప్చర్ ఎవిడెన్స్ న్యూమరస్ అండ్ ఎవిడెన్స్ అంటే వర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్ డివోటీ ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్ టు వర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ మీ సుపీరియర్ డోంట్ బి పాజి వై ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ అగైన్ అహం భక్త పరాధి జగదంతుడి భక్తిజ సాధ్వీర్ గ్రస్తుత భక్తి భక్తిజన నైన్త్ క్యాంటర్ ఆఫ్ అంబరీష్ మహారాజ్ నారాయణ్ ఈజ్ స్పీకింగ్ టు దుర్భాష ఋషి అహం భక్త పరాధిన ఆల్దో ఐ ఆమ్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ ఐ అబ్సల్యూట్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ మై నేచర్ to become dependent to devotee, subservient to devotee. Why? When devotee worships me, I want to give him something. Take this. A true devotee does not want. I don't want to be indebted to anybody. I am Supreme Lord. You want this? This property? This Brahmanda? Whatever you want. You say, no. Yoga Siddhi? No. Mukti? Emancipation? No. Nothing. Except your service, I do not want anything. So what can I do? So I have become subservient. It is my nature. I want to pay back. I do not want anything else except me. For that reason, the devotee is more important to us. You will find in sixth canto of Bhagavad, where it is written about the expiation and atonement of the sinful persons, those who are base and vile persons, and for them, how they can have expiation by karma, by gyan, and by bhakti, that is there. Lastly, it is said, Natata Jagavan Rajan Piyeta Tapayadvi, Tata Krishna Pita Panastat Puru Sanchi. By the expression of karma, by the expression of jnana, Tapasya Karma Jatya Samadama, actually, their bondage in this world will not be eradicated, uprooted. When we will take absolute shelter to Supreme, after taking shelter, serve him, then he will be the square. Jnani, yogi, they perform. But when they do not accept Supreme Lord, then, after approaching their object, they fall down. You will find Dvibhasha Rishi, he has plenty of times of propagating the quality of Ambarish Maharaj. In that way, Vishnu Chakurdivaya had written in his own writing, there, commentary, there. But you will find Vishwamitra had a fall, Sovir Rishi had a fall, they fell down, from there. Ultimate unity has got form. It is not formless. They say the ultimate unity must be formless. It must, cannot have any quality. It cannot have any kind of attribute, any kind of potency. Then, it cannot be absolute. That is death. By seeing the worldly people, they say. But the question is, when you are seeing these worldly people, all these persons you are seeing in this world, where from they have come? If the ultimate tree is formless, there cannot be any form. Why you see all this world and all these forms and different trees and beasts and birds and even things and so many species. I have been to Singapore. And underworld I saw. In this, I was astonished to see so many aquatic animals are there inside. Astonished. We cannot even understand a small art how many created beings are there. There are innumerable universe in the world. How can you understand? If the cause is not formed, there cannot be any form. Nothing cannot be the cause of something. Something is the cause of something. In the cause there is form. That form is not like this. This form is consists of earth, water, fire, air, sky, all these things. Material. The God defect. So many defects are there. There is transcendental spiritual person. You got to understand. You cannot go. Transcendental spiritual person is there. And spiritual realm. Their house can talk. House can move. Fluid can move, fluid can talk, fluid has appeared in Gauranga Bhavudhya, Bhavudhadaranda, Bhavudhadaranda, like a human being appeared. Everything is spiritual there. Every particle is spiritual. A soul completely bliss. Here, devoid of spirit, it means devoid of ananda. When even in this world you want to get ananda, you would not find any human being, you will keep in your house a cat, a dog, a parrot. Otherwise you will not be happy. By getting only money and all this silver, etc., gold, enormous, without any sentient being. If you do not find any human beings, you will keep one cat. Because consciousness is there, as long as their consciousness exists in the cat, it will give some happiness to you. While it will live, that dead body is not giving there. Dead body of the dog is not giving there. Dead body of the parrot is not. Even in this world, you will find. A minor particle of consciousness is there within. That consciousness has its own form in relation to the Supreme Lord. Delightful relation. All delightful actually exists in Golok Vrindavan. Actually existence, actual relation is with Krishna. Actually, he is the master. Actually, he is our friend. Actually, he is our son. Actually, he is your husband, husband, wife, everything. All relations are there in Goloka Vrindavan. That is permanent. Very sweet. But why we do not want to serve Krishna with master and servant relations or with Santarash, with this one-pointed devotion to the Supreme Lord and not more desire for other ulterior desires. There is Santarash. Santarash is not also in this world is very reality form. That Santarash is there, they get their object of worship, Krishna. Everything is Ananda is there. Full transcendental realm, all the personal associates, everything, every particle is Ananda. And here, particle of Ananda has come, enveloped with this body, gross and subtle body. Because we want to enjoy this world. We do not want to serve Krishna. We have got an independence, relative independence, that we can misuse. God will not force him to serve him. He will come, he may give impetus to you from the heart. Achyuta Guru, from the heart, residing in the heart. He may come personally and he may send his own person to say that you should submit. Human beings, but other living beings, they have got no capacity to understand good and between good and bad and non-eternal. Other living beings cannot worship, but Supreme Lord has given this species to them to satisfy them. You enjoy by getting all these species and see what sort of happiness you will get. Ultimately, you will give this human birth. Now I have given you human birth. Now I think, you want to enjoy this world or you want to come to me? After creating human beings, Supreme Lord was happy. The human beings can worship Supreme Lord. By getting this human birth, you will not worship. If you spoil your time uselessly for other things, great is what? Any moment we may die, what will go with us? But that is, here it is. Natada Bhagavan Rajan Piyetu Tapaya Adhidhi. How I can understand that I am of Krishna? Who will make me understand? It has been stated in this verse, in sixth canto, my Bhagavad. A sinful person, a vile person, by doing expiation atonement of the karma kanda, jnana kanda, they will not be able to uproot, eradicate the root cause of their bondage. They should take absolute shelter to Sri Krishna. Absolute shelter. Nata Jagavanaja Piyeta Vadei. Nata Krishnapita Pranas. One who has taken absolute shelter, Natada, you will find Vaivi Jesha Gunumai Mahamaya Durakta Mahamaya Pupadanda Vayamitan Tarantiti in Gita. If anybody, whether human being, whether beast, birds, any, if takes shelter to me, I shall rescue. Remember. But how I can now, I have got this human birth, how I can know, I can surrender to Supreme Lord? I am not seeing Supreme Lord. That is the question, I am not seeing. Here you see, a real bona fide devotee, surrendered devotee, if you submit to him, then by his association, your eternal nature all the devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, and the basis of it, submission, sharanagati, taking absolute shelter to Supreme Lord, will get that. Without the devotee, without true devotee, you cannot, if Krishna appears in your ignorance, be able to understand. Directly it is necessary for us to come in contact with a bona fide devotee. When one person, God is always thinking about all his living beings here. If anybody thinks seriously, then he will send his own person to him, and he will have the impetus, he will have the opportunity to come in contact with them. And you should have to come to Gokul Mahavan, the appearance place of Nandanandan Sri Krishna. There you will come. What you will see there? There, in that, in Brahmanda Ghat, we say Brahmanda Ghat, Ghat landing stage, by the side of the bank of this Jamuna. There Krishna, little boy, little child, is eating earth. Child, whatever it is, she is putting first in the mouth. That is the nature of the child. By seeing that all the children, all the cowherd boys, they go to Yashoda Devi, mother. Mother, Krishna is eating heart, wild heart. That cannot be. If this soil Krishna eats, there shall be so many diseases. You've got no knowledge. I don't believe this. I shall ask his elder brother, Balaram. Balaram came and Tarandavya asked whether Kanai is eating art. Yes. Yes. Does not know anything. Jaradamata came. And when Jaradamata came, then the little boy, little child, and the mouth, so many arts are like this. There was no knowledge. If you think, take this, it will harm you, there will be harm you. So much diarrhea and all these things will come. You don't know this. I shall give you a slap. By seeing this slap, child is afraid and child opens his mouth. And he's Jaradevi saw Brahmanda in this. So little boy, how Brahmanda has come? How Brahmanda entered into this? Whole Brahmanda within this. Small boy. Inconceivable power. When Jashoda Devi, when all blamed against Krishna, that Krishna is going to all the houses and stealing milk, etc., curds, milk, and all yogurt, etc. Then Jashoda Mata asked, they have done this? No, they are just speaking lie. But once Jashoda Mata personally saw, I don't want to say, because it is a long history. You can hear it there, in Vrindavan. Now what is the time?
9:40.
How much time I making?
10.
Up to 10. All right. Then after that, when Jaradevi himself saw that this little boy, little child did this, then she wanted to fasten the child. I should fasten the child. try to slap, give a cane, with a cane, try to beat. But Krishna cried so much. All the demigods, all Dhamraj and Brahma, all they fear Krishna. But Krishna was crying by seeing the cane. What is this? Mother hen. Krishna thought, oh, small child, you have no knowledge. It is not good to beat. He threw the cane, the distant place, and tried to pacify. What can I do? It's so wicked and rotty. Then she tried to fuss the child. She brought measuring small belly on rope, but found two fingers less. What is this? Bring another. Join it and try to pass again two fingers. Whole rope of Gokul Mahaprabhu was joined, but she could not get and tied. She could not fasten the small belly of the child. Always two fingers. What is this? Small boy, it seems to be small boy, but in that he is the Lord of all Lords. In his particle of dust, in his drum buttons are moving. You can understand, inconceivable soul of so-called Jnani Jogis, they can understand. Inconceivable power. Every time two fingers. Why? Not three, four. One finger is the grace of the Supreme Lord. Without the grace of the Supreme Lord, you cannot get. Get this grace of the Supreme Lord, you have to attract him by bona fide serving attitude. By the service, you have to be attracted. Ultimately, when Chakradevi was tired, then Krishna took, I don't want to give trouble to my mother. Krishna accepted his call. And he was tied by the same rope, and other rope remained. How? He seems to be small, but in that small, he is the cause of all causes. Formless Brahma. Brahma Rahi Pratishtham in Gita says Krishna. I am the cause of impartial formless Brahma. Cause is form. If there is no form, there cannot be form in this world. Nothing cannot be cause of something. Something is God. And these are non-eternal. Now, here, in the first question, forgotten, is it that our love is already there, but it has been forgotten, covered, and perverted into lust or material? Yes, you will find in Bhagavad Ekadash Skanda and also better you go through the writing of Rupa Goswami. There you will find about Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, about 64 kinds of devotional forms. There Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking to Sanatan Goswami. If a Sadhan Bhakti Lakhan Suna Sanatan, Now I am saying about the characteristics of sadhana bhakti. Jayate pai Krishna prem mahadan. By sadhana bhakti you can get Krishna prem mahadan. Sadhana bhakti means devotional practice. By devotional practice you will get the object, the highest end, Krishna prem. Kriti Shadda Hoj Shadda Bhavasa Sadhana Vida. There it is written, Rupa Goswami. Shadda, the object end, is Bhava Bhakti. That Bhava we can get by practicing through the sense organs. We have got sense organs, nothing else. We have to engage them for the service of Krishna and his devotees. Kriya Goy Shadda Bhava Sadhana. That is called Sadhana Bhakti. Vitya Shavasya Prabhakatra Hiti Sadhana. It is self-evident. That is innate. That bhakti is innate in the nature of every soul. Bhakti is there. It is not to be borrowed from somebody else. Every living being has got that. But now it is enveloped. It is to be awakened. As for example, if all are sleeping, who will awake? If there is one awakened person is there, he can awake thousands sleeping. Like that. If there is one realized person is there, awakened person, oh, he has got that eternal, causeless devotion has been manifested. He can manifest that to other conditioned souls, their souls. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Lord, he did all the tigers and elephants and everything. They got back their eternal nature. That is not possible for human beings. We cannot. But devotee, they can. I have seen our Param Gurudev, the original founder of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gauri Mata Foundation, had been to Assam. We have got 4 months there. And at that time, Guru Maharaj was there in Sarvo. I have got one godbrother there. He came earlier to me, 2 years earlier. He was there. At that time I didn't go to Sarvo. But I heard from Gurudev and others. One, Kamalakanta Gosai, little boy, 12 years or 14 years ago. And our Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur was going somewhere from the bot on a bullock cart. And his face is just bullock in this way, his face is in this way. And just the opposite. And that Kamalakanta Gosai, by touching the bullock cart, was speaking with Saraswati Goswami. So they asked, what is your name? What do you do? What class do you read? All these things. And ordinary questions, not spiritual questions. Asking and speaking and asking. By that, what happened? His mind is changed. And he could remain in the house. And he wanted to give up and go to the mart, Gloria mart. But he said all these parents and us, they are very much partnered for. By only talking with a realized soul, because that is grace incarnate form of the Supreme Lord. He is not an ordinary person. His grace is to all, save. sun is giving rays to same, to all, without discrimination. God is giving His grace to all, without discrimination. There can be a mistake. This is one proof. And after that, they are Brahmins, and they were very orthodox Brahmins. And their parents, no, you should not go there. You shouldn't go, you will lose your chastity and the everything. I did not allow. He did not hear anybody. He came and took Harinam Diksha from our Gurudev. At that time, Prabhupada Krishna disappeared. After some years, he came. And he took. Only by seeing, by that, for that is the, here it is said, that Sata Siddha, it is self-evidence, manifested. That bhakti is there, but it is not manifested. And all the conditions, all are sleeping souls, who will awake? If there is one awakened soul is there, he can awake many. He can rescue a Brahmanda. He can rescue Brahmanda, Brahmanda after Brahmanda. One person. But all are sleeping, who will rescue? Love is already there, yes. Love, that is transcendental love. Is in it, in the, is inborn in the soul. It is not to be taken from any other person. It is to be manifested by coming in contact with the person who has manifested his own eternal nature, all just the Krishna. And he can give it to others. But that is it. And here also, Gauranga Mahaprabhu instructed followers to practice, and also who is this one? Madan Gopal. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu instructed his followers to practice and also to preach devotion to Sri Sri Radha Krishna. How should I nicely combine my personal practice and also preaching for the good of others? 5 years ago you told me that only if somebody asks me something, I should tell. But sometimes I also hear from devotees that I should speak to others even if they don't specifically ask me. You do not put question, yes. What is your personal advice for me now? You see? All the, you have not to, target should be correct. If target is to deliver speech, to get name and fame, then everything is lost. As I am doing, I am losing everything. That is not good. Target should be for the satisfaction of Krishna. For his satisfaction, I cannot do this, so I have to pray for the grace of Guru Vishnu Bhagavan, so that I can speak for his satisfaction. When I shall surrender to him, then he will give the capacity to speak Hari Katha. Otherwise not. You will find Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, Chitta diha diya vrindavana maje sevam vrita karadhan. Yaya prem bhakta kari vire sunanu yagunagahan. In his writing, own writing, in his hymn, he has said, you give me realized soul. Otherwise, you are transcendental. I am this mundane body. How can I serve you? Kindly give me the realized transcendental form, where I can come. She says, Vrindavana Vaje, and in Vrindavan Dham transcendental realm, you give the service. I cannot get it by forcibly. You are not subservient. You give the service. If you can give, if you want, you can give the service. You are all lucky. And you drink me that prem. Make me drink the prem. And here, whatever Krishna is speaking through me, you will speak through me and you will hear. I am not speaking. You will speak through my mouth and you will hear. What is this? Very difficult. I am not that person. So I am not getting actual benefit. But they are very gracious. If we try sincerely, then they will come at our back. And we can speak Harikatha for the satisfaction of Krishna, Vaishnava, and Guru, not for any ulterior desire. There should be, target should not be different, should be something else. Then everything will be different. Our Saraswati Krishna Thakur also, in the last message, says, you one and all, should take absolute shelter, should worship the transcendental sense organs of Radha Krishna by submitting to the transcendental of transcendental counterpart, Supreme Lord is Guru. Grace incarnate from Guru. By accepting a Sadguru. And your target should be for the satisfaction of the transcendental sense organs of Supreme Lord. Sri Krishna, Radha Krishna. And by that you should remain united. If there are different targets, you cannot remain in it. This world has got, everybody has got different targets. So they cannot remain in transcendental realm. The target is one. One angel is one, Supreme Lord, and others are servants. They are serving in different derived populations. That we have to make this world also same thing. But if you want, sincerely, because he is deciding in your heart. Sincerely, if you want, then he will help you. He is always ready to help. And he, at least in this Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared and he has given order to us to preach this to the whole world, not for India. Therefore, then, without Nama Sankirtan, bhakti, nobody can be rescued. This you have to propagate. Make them know. There may be some persons. They may do why they should be deprived.